certainty that this Sunday will be your last game?
Yeah, obviously I'll just talk about that quick. You know, there's going to be a time and place for that, I think. And this week I just want to stay focused on winning this football game. You know, we've had a rough stretch here going out. Thankfully, we get to finish at home. And, we're not playing for anything right now, but we could be one of the few teams that get to win their last game of the season. So we're going to try to do that. And we're going to try to stay focused on that. For me, and personally, I just want to focus on that. And there'll be a time to do that. And just not trying to take away from what we're trying to do in here right now. And I think it's just a smart play. And then we can take some time and think about it and reflect and make sure we're on the position we know what we want to do.
What have you been seeing defensively these past two games?
Yeah, I think Coach hit on a little bit of just a lot of mental errors and mistakes that way, just things you can't have when you're playing against competition and stuff. You play against good quarterbacks like we played the last couple weeks, and really you play pretty much every week. You can't have those mental breakdowns and we just haven't held up the way we had been. You know, we've been playing some pretty good defensive football for some good stretches, I think, this season. You know, in some cases you play really well, but then still have an issue finishing and winning the game. You know, you look to a couple of the Detroit game and some other instances where you play really good for 58 minutes and now just finish one more time. You know, just there's some frustrations for us in this room. Obviously, start 5-0 and you end where we're ending. It just, you know, the back two thirds of the season didn't go the way it's supposed to. And for whatever reason that happened, it happened. You know, extremely frustrated in this building.
Where's the motivation to come from now? When now the playoffs are officially not a possibility.
Well, I just think, I just don't think about things that way. Because to me, like, if you're going to go out there and play, you better be playing full speed. I don't care what you're doing. I mean, that's my mentality. That better be, and you hope it's everybody's mentality in this room. I mean, you don't walk on the football field or anything for that matter and do it half-assed. And it certainly shouldn't be happening in this building. I just feel like the type of character guys we have in here. You can't have that, and that's something you should never have to question, in my opinion. It's the same thing I tell my kids that are going to play sports. If you're going to do it, just go do it. You're not going to do it by sticking your toe in the water, and it should be no different for us this week.
Do you, when you're talking about your own future, are you the timing issues, obviously, you want to keep the focus on the team, but are there still any uncertainties in your mind either way that you want to sand down?
Absolutely. I don't think you get to this position and have, been through 11 years of this grind and just be like, it's just easy to say, well, I'm done, it's easy, here we go, or the other way around. It's a tough decision, it really is. And, I know I could wake up tomorrow and be a journalist, it'd be easy, but, most of the time, I'm kidding. To answer your question, I've a ton of friends, obviously, have gone through this process, and, a year or two out, they still have the same things they're thinking about. But it's nice, my wife ran track when she was in college, and I think she put it best. Everybody wants to do something professionally. I mean, if you're playing sports, for the most part, you want to do it at the highest level, I think, if you're into it. So, she's pissed she didn't get to run for the Olympics for 11 years. She's never gets that opportunity that I've had. So I cherish that and kind of keep things in perspective, So I just want to make the decision when it's right, and I don't want to take away from this week, and I think there's a good time and place for that. So does that make sense?
Does the team's record have anything, the way things have gone, does that have any bearing on the decision?
No, not really. No, I just think it's an individual, kind of a personal decision, and for us it's a family decision and thing we need to talk about and think about, but it's just such a weird thing being 33 years old and talk about this. It's like you're retiring, and most people, my cousin just became a doctor. She's 30, like her career is just starting. It's just such a different profession that way. It's interesting. It's been interesting to get to turn 30 in the NFL and then go through this last 3 years, and you get called old for 3 years. It's just funny. So.
And you mentioned the hot start and how things have gone lately, and you talked about mental breakdowns at times defensively. Are you surprised that's happened, given how many years now it's been in Zimmer's defense and the end of this season?
Surprising. I think it's surprising just because, for, like I said, to answer the other question, is we played so good for long stretches, and but you got to be consistent, you know, individually. You got to be consistent throughout the season. You know, you got to, as a team, you know, be consistent throughout the season. And, you know, we certainly haven't been that. You know, I think that's why we're at. You know, we can do some really good things, and we can't do it all the time. You know, you're average, which is, you know, if we win, we're 8-8. You know, that's average.
Has this been the most depressing season through your career, or disappointing season?
Disappointing? Disappointing, potentially, yeah. I think it's definitely up there. I just think based off how we started and the feeling in this building and you know, you come off the bye and for whatever reason, the air was let out of the balloon, you know. But we're just trying to stay focused on what's happening this week. You know, there's going to be time to reflect, and, you know, we'll be in this room next week at the same time. We can have these conversations. But for now, we need to, in this building, try to stay focused on getting a win, you know, getting our crowd in U.S. Bank Stadium and you're giving them a show and having some fun. I mean, that's all you're playing for at this point, to go out there and play hard and have fun and enjoy it and hopefully give your fans a show and go out with a win.
Are guys more worn down at this point in the season than other seasons?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, been well documented that we've had guys play through injuries. You know, every team's had that. Every year has that. This time, you know, everybody's kind of in that same position, I feel like. I don't think that we're, you know, I don't think we're more than anybody else, if that makes sense.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Yeah.